All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. About a half hour away from open phones.
Yeah, we like to end the week by totally opening up the phones.
Yeah, man.
And letting people talk about anything and everything, if it's a topic we've talked about this week or maybe something you think we should have talked about this week.
10 o'clock. It's your opportunity to do it. All right, we also like to do this on Friday, and we got sort of hung up in the first hour. But we'd like to, you know, make this a Friday regular deal where we take great jokes. And we only have a half hour to do this. But if you got yourself a great goddamn joke, we're going to give you, let's see here, 4-pack of tickets to see Los Angeles Avengers take on the New Orleans Voodoo.
That's great.
Next Friday. It's nonstop, high-scoring, fast-action football. Go to LAAvengers.com for all the latest arena football information.
Sure, and we just had the Avenger girls in here, and they are so nice, and they brought us such nice gifts and everything, brought us jerseys from the team, and they're really sweet, and if you've never seen a game...
Gotta go.
You really do have to go, because it is, I mean, it's a fast-moving, high-impact sport.
It's the only professional football game in Los Angeles. All right, also, we're going to give you a pair of passes, or I'm sorry, a pass for two. One pass, two people, I guess, to see Witless Protection in theaters now. Larry the Cable Guy is a small-town sheriff who unwittingly gets involved in a high-profile FBI case. And Jerry Wachowski listens to this clip from the movie over and over, and I'm going to play it for you a couple of times here, and watch how hysterical this guy gets. Here we go.
Are you insane?
No, I'm Larry.
Are you insane?
No, I'm Larry.
That's hilarious. I can't wait for this movie.
He loves that Larry the Cable Guy.
The delivery on that just floors you, right, Jerry?
All right, here are the phone numbers.
It's so funny.
The best, if you got a great joke, you're going to get one of these. We've got three of them to give away. 520-9710. Please don't make it long. Please don't make it unfunny. And please, no swearing in it, all right? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Tim, I don't want to be a killjoy, but the last time we did this, we got a lot of lame jokes. I would encourage the audience as we're setting this up.
Short and funny.
There you go.
Like Jerry.
Right. Let's get some funny jokes. We got great prizes. We just want good jokes. I mean, not bad jokes that everybody's heard 100 times. Some good, decent jokes. Maybe this week at work, a guy laid a good, decent joke on you.
That happened to me today.
Really?
Yeah, I'll set the bar here. All right. This is told to me by Don Burns of The Wave.
Oh, I love Don Burns.
He said a 60-year-old guy goes out golfing. And he comes back and he says to his wife, he goes, I think I got to give up the game. And she said, why? You love the game. And he said, I know, but I can't see the ball anymore. My eyes are gone. And I went through a dozen balls that I can't see it after I hit it. And she goes, why don't you take my dad with you? He's got 20/20 vision. She goes, your dad's 103. He goes, I know. She goes, I know, but he has great vision. He has 20/20 vision. He's got perfect eyes. You hit the ball, he can see it, and then he'll show you where it is. He goes, all right. So he stands his father-in-law there. He goes, I'm going to hit the ball, and you keep an eye on it. He goes, you got it, buddy. So he gives it a whack, goes down the fairway, and, of course, the guy who hit it couldn't see it. And he says to his father-in-law, he says, did you see it? He goes, of course I did. He goes, where is it? He goes, I've already forgot.
See, that's
hey-o,
a good
or I can't
joke.
Remember.
That's a no. It's perfect. Good joke.
Can't remember.
Good joke.
That's the punchline.
See, that's what we're looking for.
I can't remember.
Got it, Tim.
All right, Robert in Mission Viejo. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's large and stiff and leans to the...
Ah, babo. Nick in Orange. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Let's talk to Bill in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's the greatest thing about 28-year-olds?
There's 20 of them.
There's 20 of them.
All right, man.
All right, we're off to a bumpy start.
Really bad start.
I mean, we are. I mean, let's just call it. I mean, we're honest dudes. Let's just call it. We're off to a bumpy start, so we need somebody to turn this around.
Rick on the 605. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, so I meet up with my girlfriend. She comes and meets me at the door with crotchless panties, and she says, are you ready for this? I said, hell no. Look what it did to your underwear.
All right. Hold on one sec, dude. You're a winner. That's you're going to get one of these packages. That's pretty good.
Yep, pretty good joke.
All right. Fantastic. Another Chris. Chris in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's the hardest thing about rollerblading?
I don't know.
Telling your parents that you're gay.
Hey-o.
All right. Is that wild?
Toughest thing about it.
I did not know that, Ed. Mm. Do you know the most, the toughest thing about rollerblading? Did you know?
I don't know what it is.
That's telling your parents you're gay. All right.
Chaz, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How's it going?
All right.
All right. Well, in honor of the race this weekend, what do Dale Earnhardt and Pink Floyd have in common?
I don't know.
Both of their last big hits were The Wall.
Mm. Ah, boom.
Yeah, that hurts a little
Mark
bit.
And Torrance, you're on 97.1.
It's hey, like, how's it going, guys? I got a short and sweet one. Okay, knock, knock.
Oh, no.
Who's there?
9/11.
9/11 who?
You said you'd never forget.
Get out of here.
It's real disrespectful, but it's kind of...
pretty lame. Rob in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I just...
Kyle, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How do you scare a bee?
I don't know.
Boobie. Boobie.
Wow.
Is that a second grade? Third grade? I mean, how many years have you been carrying that joke around, honestly?
I've been telling that one for like 10 years now.
Do chicks love it?
They do.
I bet they do.
Straight to the bars and everything. Just a quick little popper joke.
Yeah,
do you know, get the Avengers tickets?
Nah, but I bet chicks love that because they, a lot of them like that sort of
innocent,
cute jokes as opposed to like real hard humor jokes.
Well, you know what my friend does? My buddy has, and I've met other guys who have done this too, but you talk about like cute little gags and bars that work or like in Vegas. He has in his wallet a picture laminated of Pride, the dishwashing detergent, and Joy, the fabric softener or whatever. And they're sitting next to each other. It's a real nice picture, and he puts it in his wallet. Maybe I've told you this before. And he'll be talking to a chick like at a blackjack table or they're playing craps or whatever. And they get a little thing going, and he says, I got to show you. Would you like to see my Pride and Joy? And she goes, oh, my God, yes. Of course I would. He goes into his wallet and takes out Pride and Joy.
Does it work?
Every time. It's the stupidest thing in the world. The chick laughs every time. And they never forget it either. They never forget it.
All right. Your good joke is going to get you tickets to a 4-pack of tickets to the Avengers for next Friday and 2 seats to see Witless. How do you beat that prize package?
Where will I be performing?
The Witless Protection Program.
Are you insane?
No, I'm Larry.
Jerry.
Loves
that. Stop playing that, man.
All right. Sound like there you left. All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Dennis in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hi, what are the 2 sexiest farm animals?
I don't know.
Brown chicken and a brown cow. You know why?
No.
Because when you put them together, they go, brown chicken, brown cow.
That's a classic joke from the Conway and Whitman Show.
That is one of the classics.
Classic ass, man.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Now, your favorite joke will get you seats to the Avengers game, plus 2 seats at Witless Protection. Look at that.
Yeah, man.
Chris and Whittier, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how come there aren't any Walmarts in Afghanistan?
I don't know.
Because there's a Target on every corner.
Matt and Pico Rivera, you're on the air.
How do you lose 10 pounds of ugly fat instantly?
I don't know.
You cut off your head.
Oh, not bad. Kevin in Simi Valley, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, Tim?
Hey.
All right, I got a joke for you. What's the useless skin around a vagina called?
Woman?
Yeah.
All right. Martin and Covina, you're on 97.1.
Why don't boxers have sex before they fight?
I don't know, Martin. Why not?
Because they don't like each other.
That's a decent joke.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, man.
Mitch in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
My mom.
What do black fathers and squares have in common?
I don't know.
They're never around.
Oh, bubba. All right. Justin in Laverne, you're on 97.1.
Gina, you're not supposed to let racial jokes. Gina, you're not supposed
Gina,
to.
Nuts over there.
Wow. With the racial
right.
jokes.
Go ahead, dude.
Hey, what do you call a gay dinosaur?
Oh, please. I know. Megasaurus. David in La Puente, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Hey, Brian Whitman, did you blow Bubbles when you were a kid?
Yes, I did.
Well, the circus is back in town, and Bubbles the Clown is looking for you.
Alfred in Rancho Cucamonga, you're on the end.
How's it going, guys?
All right.
Good.
A joke is that a blonde walks into the...
A boo. Matt in Laguna Niguel, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
All right.
How do you guys know when you're in a vampire bar?
I don't know.
There's strings hanging out of the Bloody Marys.
Jeez.
Scott, on the 91, you're on the air.
Hey, you big stud, you.
Hey.
This little boy was sitting on a park bench. An old man sits next to him. The little boy's sitting there eating a bunch of candy, Snickers, all kinds of different candies. And the old man goes, you know, you're going to die young if you keep eating that. He goes, well, my dad lived to be 95. He goes, how do you do that? I'm minding his goddamn business.
Mm. All right, Eric in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Cell phone didn't help on the punchline. Yeah.
Stop that.
Who's there?
Eric.
Eric who?
Eric loves your show.
John in Garden Grove, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, what's the difference between a soft, luxurious fur rug and a pile of dead babies?
Bamboo.
Wow. Wow.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
That is a twisted dude.
Wow. Wow.
The funny joke for a real twisted guy.
God almighty. Now, you've often said that, you know, when you get on an airplane.
I'll use that joke on an airplane.
You will. You'll lay it on your flying partner just to.
Oh, yeah.
You know. The audience did not hear that, right? It was too twisted.
No, it's too effed up.
It's too much. But the guys on hold got to hear it.
You know, I wonder if I can clean that up and tell it.
I don't. Well, yeah, I think you could, actually.
Nah, I don't want to be that guy, though.
Who cleans up, you know.
No, I don't want to be, you know, all of a sudden, like another guy says, hey, I heard Conway tell this joke. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy.
I understand what you mean.
You know, it's a real sick joke.
Let's just leave it alone.
Frank in Los Angeles, show 97.1.
Hi. You ready for my joke?
Not quite. Hold on. Dave and Corona, you're on 97.1.
Hey, there's two dumb guys. They're fishing on a riverbank. They're not catching nothing. The guy on the other side's catching a bunch of stuff. They yell over to him and say, hey, how's it going over there? He says, great. I'll flash my flashlight over there. You can walk across the beam. And come.
Good night. Wow. Paul in Moore Park, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Paul.
Okay, four guys sitting in a bar. One guy says, the other guy, how's your kid doing? The guy says, oh, my kid's doing so good. He used to work for a construction company. Now he owns his own company. He's doing so well, he gave his best friend a house. Guy goes, the other guy, how's your kid doing? Oh, my kid's doing so good.
I can't sit through four kids. Eric in Inglewood, you're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. Hey, why does Beyonce sing that song, To the Left, To the Left?
I don't know.
Because you know blacks ain't got no rights.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
All right, Frank in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Wow.
All right. Why did the girl tiptoe past the medicine cabinet?
I don't know.
She didn't want to wake up the sleeping pills.
I think that's a blonde joke. I think you want to say, why did the blonde tiptoe past the... Yeah, you know, that might help you. I mean, you need help.
Then that puts it over the top.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, the guy needs all the help he can get, but I'm just, you know, offering a suggestion.
Craig in Burbank, you're on the air.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hello, Craig.
Hey. A man gives blood to save his girlfriend's life. A couple of months later, they break up, and he wants all his blood back. She has a tampon and says, I'll pay you monthly.
Mm. Okay. Chris in Burbank, you're on the air.
Mm. Hey, guys. So it was my grandfather's 80th birthday recently, and I got him a hooker. Brought her up to his room, and she said, I'm here to give you super sex, my grandfather said.
I'll just take the soup.
I'll take the soup. All right, Salvador in the Valley, you're on the air.
Hey, you got some big effing studs, man.
Thanks,
you got to find cleanup within that, though. 97.1. All right. Hey, what do you call a girl with no arms?
I don't know.
Easy.
Easy. Frankie in Chatsworth, you're on the air.
What do you call 100 heavily armed lesbians?
A what?
100 heavily armed lesbians.
I don't know.
Militia Etheridge.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my word.
All right, thanks, everybody.
That was kind of funny. Real dumb, though.
Oh, Bobbo.
Oh, Bobbo boy.
All right, we come back. Totally open phones, everybody. Get your calls in. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Totally open phones means joke's over, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.